Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. February 11th will be the first time that the USDA tries to build this month's Phase 1 China trade deal into the nation's ag balance sheets. The first longer-term indication of how the U.S. government believes the Phase 1 agreement with China will impact the U.S. agricultural exports will show up in next month's WASDE report. And then more information will trickle out from other sources. That's according to the former head of the World Agricultural Outlook Board, Seth Meyer, now at the University of Missouri.
And then you can turn around and you got to do quarterly trade, which actually puts a dollar value on trade between the U.S. and China in terms of a subset of agricultural goods. And then you've got the Ag Outlook Forum on February 20th as well, too, which you're going to roll out your 2021 crop year numbers with just the U.S. perspective. And so you just see the U.S. Crop exports, not where they're going.
The Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency is reminding producers that their crop insurance premiums for the 2019 crop year are due on January 31st. Policies that do not have their premium paid by January 31st will have interest attached on February 1st, calculated from the date of the premium billing notice. The USDA had deferred to January 31st, 2020, the accrual of interest on the 2019 crop year insurance premiums for most policies with premium billing date of August 15th, 2019, to help the large number of farmers and ranchers affected by extreme weather and other challenges in 2019. RMA Administrator Martin Barbary says, "We urge producers to make their premium payment on time to ensure that they don't get charged interest back to their premium billing notice date." And finally, the Northwest Farm Managers Association will be holding its 111th annual meeting for producers and others interested in agriculture January 29th at the Holiday Inn in Fargo. The presentations will provide information to help guide producers through the current challenges in agriculture. According to the North Dakota Ag Connection, topics include farm financial management, farm labor management, economic application of precision ag technology, working effectively with lenders, understanding behavioral economics for better farm decision-making, and grain market outlook and strategies. The meeting is open to the public. Registration starts at 8 o'clock. There is a fee for attending the event payable at the door, but the fee does include a noon meal and breaks. For more information, you can call 701-231-7393. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.